The passageway ahead had grown narrow as it wound deeper into the mountain. The walls here were still shot through with spidery veins of crystal, but they had now left the strange pillared chamber far behind. The path had begun to ascend, rising slowly, drawing them on towards Mazik's lair at the very peak of the warren-like fortress. They'd met only slight resistance, a handful of unsuspecting cultists, dragging a chain gang of human slaves along behind them. The humans had probably been marked for sacrificial rites, or worse, and so the Raven Guard had killed them all, unable to consider allowing the humans to go free after spending so long in the proximity of such horrors. It was likely that the vile things they had seen had polluted their weak minds, and that it would manifest later, continuing the work of the cultists' foul god. Up ahead, the mouth of the passage flared into the opening of another cavern. Queld could already smell the tang of spilled blood in the air, and he drew his combat knife as he approached the shadowy opening. He heard Illith issue a series of clicks barely distinguishable above the ambience of the cavern, which to Queld's trained ear were a series of commands to enter the cavern and fan out, skirting the edge of the space until they could establish the scale of the threat. Queld followed behind Mordrin, who hugged the wall, sliding effortlessly from one shadowy pool to the next, even somehow managing to obscure the reflective panels of his power armor from view. He was no Raven Guard, but Queld had to admit, Mordrin was a valuable battle brother. The roughly hewn walls of the cavern opened out into a flagstone space, with three further exits disappearing off into darkness. The room had been set out as a shrine, with a raised central plinth bearing a stone altar, and a high ceiling dripping with stalactites. The altar was largely unadorned, save for a huge eye of polished red and purple gems inlaid into its front slab. It shone as if lit from within, and Queld couldn't shake the uncomfortable notion that it was watching him. There was nothing alive in the chamber, but once again, there were corpses. Only this time, they wore familiar black armor and beaked helms. Raven Guard.
Utterix, watch the exits.
Illith crossed to the foot of the altar, where the nearest of the fallen lay, face down, his bolter still gripped in his left hand, and a weeping hole in his chest where his hearts used to be.
There are five of them, all bearing similar wounds.
One had lost an arm, another a leg, while the third's helm had been cracked and scorched, and he had fallen back against the wall, the lower half of his burned face visible through the shattered ceramite.
They went down fighting. That much is clear.
Queld didn't recognize any of the dead. They bore the markings of the Fourth Company, serving under Shadow Captain Corin.
An advance party.
Then they had done well to make it this deep into the mountain before encountering resistance.
Traitors. They were killed by bolter fire.
Or trickery. We have already learned that in this place we cannot trust even our own senses. Perhaps their minds became clouded by some malign influence and they killed one another in their own crossfire. I see no evidence of their attackers. Could warriors of the Raven Guard truly prove so ineffective that they should fail to even draw blood?
It is possible. Yet this one... this one was shot through the chest, from that direction.
Illith pointed towards the trio of branching exits.
The position of the body suggests another party was involved.
Then we shall see them avenged!